Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ron, your host, and today we're talking about how we reveal Christ to everyone we meet. It's that daily exercise of God's love through us that really makes a difference in every person's life.
You know, it says in the Word that Christ in us is the hope of glory, and Christ being our example and being the firstborn of many brethren, we have to be the ones that do the loving. Mm-hmm. Because people don't see the Lord, don't see Christ, first of all, but they do see us. And when they see us, if they see the Christ in us, they may not recognize it, but the love of the Lord reaches through and ministers to them. Mm-hmm. Look for those that maybe have been through a hard time. Look for those that maybe you've heard some say something bad about you. Go up to them and bless them. Tell them you love them. Tell them that you're praying for them and that you're standing with them. Honestly, just talk to them and let them share. Be a good listener. Love many times is being a good listener.
It's true.
Stop talking and just open your heart to listen and find out really what's in their heart. And then from that point, you just bless them. Because sometimes listening is all that they want to have. Someone to show that they feel like they're important, that they're a part, that the Lord loves them. Very simple. It's so simple, right. We almost don't remember to see it. It becomes a part of you. The Lord Jesus Christ is in our heart, but He's a part of us. It becomes a part of who you are. And the more you get into the awareness of the Lord and the Word and you're waiting on Him and worshiping Him, the more the Lord will show you how easy it is just mm-hmm. to minister to people, to love them.
What you're saying, Deb, is reveal Christ.
Yes.
That's what happens when you go to help somebody. And you help them according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Yeah. You've spent your time before the Lord, so what are you doing? You're carrying the presence of the Lord with you. You're carrying the direction of the Holy Spirit. And as you speak, Christ is revealed.
Yeah.
That's what works for all of us, just like you were saying. And that's the thing that we're all striving for, to come to that place where we can reveal Christ completely. Not, oh, yeah, you're a wise man, and I really appreciate your sympathy and compassion and all this. No, that's a whole different ballgame we're not playing.
You know, I think, honestly, there are some real practical steps in what you guys are talking about right now. And I think the first step into loving your enemies or loving those who are hard pressed for anything is to repent, or I like to call disconnect. You repent of the bitternesses,
right,
and any hatred in your own heart towards any person.
Make sure you're forgiving them.
You have to have your own forgiveness first.
Yeah.
You ask the Lord to help you with that, because you're stepping outside of a human love that would be sympathetic, which is more detrimental, and you're stepping into a divine love that covers the multitude of sins.
Exactly.
And when that has been taken out, when your repentance, you turn away from something, then we can pray, Lord, now you put the love in my heart for that person. You do it. You know, it only takes a couple minutes. You don't have to spend days and weeks and months repenting and beating yourself over the back. No, it only takes a few moments. Lord, take this away from me and give me your love for this person.
Yes.
And then the next thing is show me what to do, how to do to express your love to this person. Because as you're saying, Dale, if without the leading of the Lord, you don't know what steps to take to actually show them that you love them. That's why you want him to show you how. You know, the human love is full of sympathy. Like I said before, that's detrimental. That'll hurt more people than it will help. We need to know the leading of the Lord for each individual that God brings in our path, no matter what the situation is, because he's the one who knows the right answers. We don't.
Right.
What you're saying, Alan, I would add this to it. Be reconciled unto God concerning this situation.
Yep, that's first.
I think through that reconciliation between you and the Father, that turns loose the leading of the Holy Spirit. The reconciliation of that situation may not even require contact verbally.
Right.
It may be a thing of the spirit. And of course, prayer. I've got to tell this story. I'll still tell the first story of the night. Yesterday afternoon, I was talking to my good friend. His daughter, about 5 years ago, thought that she was carrying a fetus that was no longer alive.
Mm.
And the family and the daughter, everybody was upset. And he mentioned to me, he said, would you pray? And I said, yes. And so Linda and I started praying for this little guy. He was born alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of kept up with him. And I saw my friend the other day, and I hadn't asked about little Caleb. He's now 5 years old. And he started telling me stories about Caleb, what the kid had been doing, and they're phenomenal. And my heart just was filled with love for the little guy. And I kept asking questions. And finally, and my friend is his grandfather, he whips out his phone. And he starts showing me pictures of Caleb and what he was doing. And all of a sudden, I was thinking, oh, you know what happened? I prayed for this unborn child. I connected to him, and I stayed with it during the operations. And then I started smiling. I'm connected to this kid.
Yep.
As much as we dislike somebody, if we establish that connection through the right way to pray, then God takes care of the situation. Whether you're lifelong buddies or you never see him again, God got his way in that situation.
Love is like a food. You can't live without it. You have to be receiving it. Just like we talk about the river, that if it stops anywhere, it becomes putrid. So you receive it. If you don't give it, it will die also.
Right.
If you don't get love, basically, your spirit, your soul dies. There are some hardnesses that come in because of the lack of love. You have to receive love.
The love that we're talking about, the love of the Lord, the love from one to another, that will minister to you. That will feed you. That will give you life.
And that's how we relate in the family of God to one another, how we love one another.
Today we have seen that when we open our hearts to God's love daily and drink in that love, that we become channels to give that same love and reveal Christ to the world.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live, Behind the Veil.